Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The government may extend the sanitary pass until July 31st, 2022. The spokesperson Gabriel Attal confirmed this when leaving the Council of Ministers where the bill was presented. The executive wants to maintain some measures if the epidemic resumes. Gabriel Attal insists on the fact that the pass will remain in force if and only if the sanitary situation requires so. Samuel Paty's family will meet Emmanuel Macron and Jean Castex on Saturday, a year after the death of the teacher from Conflans-Sainte-Honorine, beheaded for giving a course on secularism. Saturday morning, a tribute will be organized with the unveiling of a plate at the Ministry of National Education. Friday, a minute of silence will take place in all schools. A closing procedure is being initiated against the mosque of Alun in the Sarthe. The prefect wants to close this establishment where sermons legitimizing the use of an armed jihad are being held. The mosque is frequented by individuals belonging to or close to the radical Islamist movement. This place of worship brings together around 300 people. A Spanish court has ordered the imprisonment of the French soccer player Lucas Hernandez. The world champion did not respect a restraining order imposed after a fight with his girlfriend in 2017. He is summoned next Tuesday before a court in Madrid. The player has appealed the court's decision. How can energy prices be lowered? The European Union unveiled today measures to fight the current price increase. Member states may lower VAT on energy, but only in a targeted manner for vulnerable households. In the long term, the EU proposes a reflection on the electricity market at the European level. And then this time, it's not fiction. Captain Kirk went into space. The actor William Shatner, famous for his role in Star Trek, took off earlier on board of the Blue Origin. At 90, he becomes the oldest person to travel in space. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.